Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thanks for joining me for another exciting hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking a lot about classic cars. We got two very special guests lined up, and we're going to be focusing on some really cool sales coming up from the folks at RM right off the bat. I want to remind everybody about a number of things. Number one, if you'd like to call in, you can do so. It's not going to cost you anything from anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261. Or if you need to email me, it's bob@boblongradio.com. As I begin to lose my voice here, let me regroup a little bit and tell you that coming up on next week's show, we've got some really cool things lined up. We're hoped to be joined by some representatives from a couple of different automakers. Won't give away anything quite yet. And then looking forward a couple of more weeks, John Davis, the host of the longtime television show Motor Week on PBS as well as on Speed, will be joining us. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Amy Christie from the RM Auction Company. Amy, how you doing?
I'm great, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Lucy, my daughter, was up very early and up very late last night, so I'm a little bit low in the sleep department, but otherwise I'm doing fine.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. Thanks so much for having us on the show.
Well, let's begin with some big news. I understand RM has opened a new office in California. Tell us all about it.
We have. We've opened up a new office in the L.A. region, in Culver City, actually, as part of our global expansion strategies to increase our presence in important markets. So California is a really important market to us. Over the past several years, we've worked actively in serving and representing California collectors through the presentation of numerous private sales and obviously also our Monterey sales. Our new office is there not only to help us better service the needs of California's extensive and important car collector community, but also the surrounding states. So we're really, really excited. Shelby Myers has come back from the UK. He was over in the UK for a number of years helping with our European division, and he's come back as the managing director. And then Vinny Manzak, who he's no stranger to the California car scene. He's also joined our team, coming from over 30 years experience at Mercedes-Benz. So we're really, really excited and encourage people to visit our website for further details and call Shelby or Vinny if you have any questions.
That sounds fantastic. We've got a number of sales to talk about. Why don't we begin by talking about one that's going to be held June 9th and 10th, not that far from my neck of the woods as I live in suburban Boston. This one is going to be held in New Hampshire, and it's called the Dingman Collection. Tell our listeners a little bit about the collection and the man behind it.
That's right, Bob. Your listeners might recall that back in 2006 we hosted a sale, the Dingman Collection, offering a number of items from the private collection of Michael Dingman, who was a Ford Motor Company director for over 21 years. So we're heading back there in June 9 and 10 in Hampton, New Hampshire, as you just mentioned. It's just 50 miles from Boston, Massachusetts. And the sale will lift the gavel on approximately 50 automobiles, including flathead Fords, and over 1,000 automotive signs. And that spans from everything from porcelain and neon signs and other automobilia. So all lots will be offered without reserve, and it will be a two-day sale. So definitely lots to see there.
Lots of great vehicles. Just taking a look at the catalog a little bit earlier today, there's lots of Fords, of course, including a 1942 Ford Super Deluxe station wagon, and here's another one, a 1946 Ford Super Deluxe station wagon, another one that caught my eye, a 1936 Ford Custom Cabriolet. But in addition to the Fords, he's got some other vehicles, including Porsches. There's a 911 Turbo from 1992, a Turbo America Roadster. So quite a diverse lineup of vehicles.
It is, Bob. It is, as you mentioned, predominantly Ford, and it spans everything, starting at Ford's flathead era with highly desirable V8 Fords and Mercurys, as well as some V12-powered Lincolns. and a number of spectacular Woodies. The centrepiece of the collection is actually a 1936 Ford Model A Cabriolet with coachwork by the German Ford Glaser. So that was the winner of a new class created at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance last year. What's most spectacular and most noteworthy about the cars is each has been restored. Each restored motor car was submitted to marque specialists with instructions for the restoration to meet the highest possible standards. So they are spectacular in their presentation.
Absolutely, and there's something for everybody at this sale. And one of my I can dream about it anyway. I would love to own this particular car, a more modern-day car, a 2005 Ford GT. This was the Ford supercar that was produced in honor of Ford's 100th anniversary in the year 2004. And this particular example at the Dingman Collection looks exquisite, and it's being offered like all the vehicles without reserve.
Yeah, that one actually, Bob, was chassis number 2. So it was built for Mr. Dingman by the Ford Motor Company as a token of their appreciation for his 21 years as a director. So there's definitely something for everyone at the Dingman sale. And as you mentioned before, there's also that pair of Porsches on offer as well. So we're pretty excited about it and really looking forward and honored to have the opportunity to work for Mr. Dingman once again.
That's great. And for those folks who would like to find out more information about the Dingman Collection 2012, where's the best place for folks to go online?
The best place is to visit our website. It's rmauctions.com. If you go online at the moment, you'll see there's a full list of all the lots. And in the coming weeks, you'll also find the digital catalogue. So plenty of information online, photos, full descriptions, closer to the event. You'll also find that it will stream live online. So come the auction. If you can't make it on June 9 and 10 to New Hampshire, the auction will be streaming live online, and we do offer a wide range of remote bidding options. So you can join us by bidding over the telephone, over the internet, or even submitting an absentee bid.
And, of course, Amy, as you pointed out, in addition to the automobiles, I mean, incredible meticulous memorabilia here in the collection. I mean, there's some really cool things that this collection encompasses.
That is true. We've got over 1,000 signs. It's probably regarded as one of the world's finest automotive sign collections, and it ranges from everything from rare and desirable neon, tin, and porcelain signs. Like the cars, everything is spectacular in its presentation. Each of the signs have either been massively preserved for its remarkable originality, or they've been restored. So the appearance and quality is second to none.
And what a great addition to somebody's garage or somebody's office. I mean, if you can't afford one of these exquisite collector car vehicles from the Dingman Collection, you certainly can afford one of these pieces of memorabilia. One of these signs would make a great addition to somebody's collection.
Oh, yeah, and they tell a wonderful story about American automotive history. So they're predominantly automotive-focused, but there are some others that you would have seen along Route 66 and things like that. So definitely lots of great decorative pieces.
And again, the Dingman Collection 2012 being offered completely without reserve. For those listeners who may be new to the broadcast and don't understand the auction lingo, explain what it means when a sale is offered without reserve.
Without reserve basically means that the items will be sold to the highest bidder. So if you're the highest bidder on the day, the item will be yours. It doesn't have to reach a minimum bid to be sold. So it creates definitely a lot of excitement in the auction room and encourages a lot of spirited bidding. So we really encourage people to check it out online. There's also a video. If you go to our website, you'll see a short video with some commentary from Mr. Dingman himself.
So, cool. We'll check that out, definitely. Straight ahead, more with Amy, right here on Auto World.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,632.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,673.21, $836.60 for a half ounce, or $418.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,673.21, $836.60, and $418.30.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World all across North America on the GCN Radio Network. You can find us online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Amy Christie is with us from the RM Auction Company. She's telling us about a number of things, the expansion of RM with a new office in Culver City, California, as well as the Dingman Collection 2012 offered without reserve. And Amy, one more time, what are the exact dates of that event?
The Dingman Sale Box is going to be held June 9 to 10 in Hampton, New Hampshire. There'll actually be a full-day preview on June the 8th, and then it'll be a two-day sale. So June 9 and 10, offering approximately 50 automobiles and over 1,000 automotive signs. So definitely something for all tastes.
Let's turn our attention to an event that's just around the bend, and that is the Monaco sale. This is very exciting. Tell us all about it.
This is actually going to be our second time in Monaco. We're heading there this coming weekend, so May 11 and 12. You might recall our debut sale back in 2010 when we did our first Monaco sale. We did €33 million in sales at that particular event. And bidders came from 33 countries around the world.
Wow.
This time, we've extended the sale to 2 days. So we're going to actually be dedicating the first day, May 11, to the Ducati brand. So over 100 Ducati motorcycles are set to cross the block, many without reserves because they're coming from the Carlo Solferelli Ducati collection, which is one of the world's most significant private Ducati collections. And then we also have a couple of bikes that are being offered directly from the Ducati racing department. So we've got a DP10 that was raced by Casey Stoner and a DP11 by Valentino Rossi. So that's all happening on the 11th, May 11th, this coming Friday. And there's a full catalogue of the motorcycles on our website. And then that will act as a great prelude to the motor cars. So come Saturday, the 12th, this coming Saturday, we'll have over 90 automobiles are set to cross the block. Once again, it's going to be Ferraris are going to be very high on the list. We have 22 examples in total from the Ferrari mart poised to cross the block. So it's shaping up to be an exciting weekend.
Oh, sounds like it's going to be a fabulous weekend. And in addition to the motorcycles and the cars, I understand there are going to be three boats available, including one very famous boat.
That's correct. I did speak about Ferrari just before, and there's not only Ferrari motor cars, but there's a one-off Ferrari hydroplane. So the Arno 11, world-famous, record-breaking. It was constructed with the assistance from Ferrari and the great Grand Prix drivers of the period, and it went on to establish a world water speed record for its class at over 150 miles per hour. So there's been a lot of excitement about the offering of this boat. Its current owner has owned it for a number of decades, so it's fresh to the market, and we're looking forward to offering it this coming Saturday.
That sounds fantastic. And you mentioned about 22 Ferraris as part of the offerings over in Monaco. Tell us about some of the special Ferrari vehicles that are going to be offered.
One of the highlights, Bob, it's one of only two that were built, 1957 Ferrari 625 TRC Spider. So we're really, really excited to be offering this. Chassis number 0680 MDTR. It's possibly the rarest of all the TRs that were produced, as I mentioned before, one of only two built by the factory, and it boasts an extensive history from new. It's actually being offered from its current owner for the first time in 30 years. So a fabulous car, and like I mentioned before about the Dingman collection, we have a great video online. Another example that we're offering, expected to attract pretty serious bidding, is the 1966 Ferrari 206 SD New Spider, chassis number 006. Excluding the Factory Works prototype, this was the third 206S of 18 examples built. So it has another great racing history. And then there's also a 53 Ferrari 375 MM Spider. So this was the first example to be delivered. Completed in 1953, it was delivered to Argentina, where it enjoyed a really successful racing history. It won back-to-back national Argentine sports car championships in 1954 and 1955. And in recent years, it successfully competed in a number of the world's leading touring events, including the Mille Miglia, Monterey Historics, and the Colorado Grand. So another one that I definitely encourage people to jump on our website and check out.
Tell us a little bit about the venue for the sale in Monaco.
It's going to be held at the Grimaldi Forum, and it's a particularly exciting weekend for car enthusiasts in Monaco because the auction itself coincides with the historic Grand Prix. So it's a sale that we do every other year, so it's a biennial sale. We alternate it with our sale that's held in conjunction with the Concorso d'Eleganza Villa d'Este. So we're really, really excited to be there. The Grimaldi Forum is right near the Fairmont Monte Carlo. People might, your listeners might recall the Fairmont hairpin turn. So we're right there in Monte Carlo and really excited to be heading back this weekend.
Oh, that sounds great. And then after that, it's off to the Dingman Collection in New Hampshire, June 9th and 10th. And looking ahead into July and August, it's going to be quite busy. The St. John's, the second year of that event, the Concours of America, happening on July 29th. And you guys are going to be having a sale on the 28th. That sounds great.
Yeah, no, that's a great one. And, you know, the response last year to the new venue was fantastic at the Inn at St. John's. So we're really excited to be heading back. American classics do particularly well at that sale. So we'll again have a great collection of American classics poised across the block, probably 80 cars in total. And then we head from there straight to Denmark. So it'll be our second European sale of the year. On August 12th, we had the Al Home Automobile Collection, so another private collection. 175 cars approximately offered as part of this collection without reserve, and that leads immediately into our Monterey sale, August 17 to 18. So it's shaping up definitely to be a very, very busy summer.
Sounds like a very busy summer indeed, and of course, the Monterey event is always one of the highlights of this year, and I'm sure you're already consigning and lining up lots of vehicles for that.
We are. We're aiming this year, Bob, to have around 120 automobiles to cross the block across the 2 days. Last year, we were very excited to achieve the top sales of the week. We had $80 million in sales and a very high sell-through. So this year we're looking forward to continuing the momentum. We're actually going to be announcing a few of the star highlights later this week. So make sure you check out our website or jump onto our Facebook page or follow us even on Twitter, and we'll be sharing some exciting news of some of the early highlights later in the week.
Wonderful, Amy, and for sure we'll have you back on the program here to tell us more about all the upcoming events in July and August, and of course the big sale in Monterey. Thank you so much, my friend. Are you going to Monaco this time around?
I will. I am. I'm actually in the midst of packing as I speak, Bob. I'm heading out tomorrow, so I'll be sure to keep you posted on all the exciting results.
Wonderful. Safe travels, my friend. It's Amy Christie, Public Relations Director for the RM Auction Company. Straight ahead, more classic car stuff. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here. I so appreciate it, and we want to thank our great sponsors, including 21st Century Auto Insurance. It's brand new to me. Just check it out, www.21st.com, or go to my website, autoworldradio.com, and click on their banner, and they can give you the same great coverage for less money. And also the folks at Reliable Carriers, there are no better folks to utilize if you're hauling your car across the country or to an auction or picking a vehicle up from an auction. The best in the country is Reliable Carriers. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We've been throwing out some trivia questions all throughout today, and we'll continue on a convertible mode. We asked a little bit earlier in the broadcast about the biggest selling roadster of all time. That is the Mazda Miata. And it was actually inspired by a journalist who actually suggested that Mazda build this car back in the late 80s. And they took his advice. And boy, I hope he has been compensated. I have no idea what happened to that particular journalist. And the other question I had was the last four-door convertible. And we had a winner on that as well, and that was the Lincoln Continental. And now we'll ask you the question about the world's fastest convertible right now in the new car realm. We're going to talk uber expensive. What is the fastest convertible? And it's not so much a convertible as a Targa top type vehicle. So don't think of it as a traditional push the button and the convertible roof rolls back and you got it there, or you do the other thing, which is the manual version of the same thing, manually fold the convertible top down. This is a Targa top convertible, so it's the world's fastest, though, so give us a call, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com, and when you get a chance, check out my website, Auto World Radio. It's not quite done yet, but we're in the process of redoing it. Let me tell you about some of the press vehicles that I've had the honor of testing out in recent times, and I'm going to be reporting on them on my website, belongdrive.com, as well as GCNlive.com. But the Land Rover Evoque is a vehicle I've driven recently, and you'll see my thoughts about that vehicle coming up really soon. Another very cool vehicle that I had the opportunity to drive not that long ago was the Nissan Murano, as well as the very expensive Hyundai, the Hyundai that is geared towards folks who would normally buy Mercedes or BMWs, high-end Mercedes. It's called the Equus. I'd been waiting a long, long time to drive this vehicle. Finally got the opportunity, and I can't wait to share my thoughts about that vehicle. Subaru recently dropped off a brand-new Legacy for 2013, and it's got lots of new technology and interesting power plant. Mine had the 3.6-liter flat six-cylinder engine, more than 250 horsepower. I'll be reporting on that. Chrysler, I've driven both the versions of the Chrysler 300, the V6 with the 8-speed automatic transmission, as well as the Hemi V8 with the 5-speed automatic transmission. Still have not gotten the shot at the SRT8 variant of that. Of course, they're produced in very limited numbers. And if you're a fan of SRT8 products, let me tell you that they've got their own website now, as they have continued to kind of mold this into a brand within the Chrysler Group. You know, they separated Ram away from Dodge just a few years ago. It's a separate division. Now they've separated SRT. The first official SRT vehicle will be the Viper, but the grandfathered ones in include the Dodge Challenger, the Dodge Charger, the Chrysler 300. All of these are SRT8s, as well as the Jeep Grand Cherokee SRT8. Right now, joining us on the program as we continue to tell you about some of the coolest auctions upcoming, and the folks at Mecum continue to up the ante and to tell us all about the big sale coming up in Indianapolis and lots more. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the airways of Auto World, Sam Murtaugh. Sam, how you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Well, I can't believe it, but you guys are really blowing this auction up in Indianapolis. It's around the bend. It's coming up on May 15th through 20th. It's the world's largest collector car auction, and it's also celebrating 25 years of Dana Mecum's Spring Classic. And you've got 2,000 vehicles. Is that right?
That's right. We've got actually a little bit. By the time we get there on the 15th, we'll have over 2,000 for sure. You know, with a little bit over a week left, we'll probably have around 2,200 by the time it's all done.
Oh, that's great. And I understand that you're going to have extensive coverage on Discovery's Velocity Network. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we're in our fifth season on Velocity, and we'll be broadcasting for 32 hours over the six-day auction, Wednesday through Saturday, hours a day. So it's considered an auction marathon, no doubt about that. I know that, you know, everybody's ramped up and excited to just, you know, sell a bunch of cars and do it all live on national television. It's a fun time.
So true. And, again, the world's largest collector car auction, Dana Mecum's 25th original Spring Classic, coming up in Indianapolis, and we're going to tell you about some of the star cars. Let's begin by talking about a very special Camaro. This is a 67 Yenko Camaro, 427 cubic inches, 425 horsepower, 4-speed manual transmission. First off, Sam, for those of our listeners who might not be familiar with the word Yenko, the name Yenko, Mr. Yenko himself, tell us a little bit about this gentleman and the specialness of this particular Camaro.
Sure. Don Yenko was Yenko Chevrolet in Pennsylvania, you know, car dealer, race car driver. He got the idea, you know, went up working with Chevrolet to outfit stock cars with larger motors, with the 427 cubic inch motors, which are considered COPO cars, which are central office production order, special order vehicles, for in layman's terms. And, you know, Don Yanko, some could say, pioneered that, that procedure and, brought the Camaros and Chevelles and such to his shop and converted them with 427s. They came to his shop with 427s, and then he would do some modifications, slight modifications, and sell them as what we know today as Yanko Camaros or Yanko Chevelles. And, you know, very rare, low, very small amount of those vehicles were actually produced and sold to the public, so they're very rare today and extremely desirable.
Extremely desirable. And in addition to the Camaro, you've also scored a 69 Chevrolet Yanko Nova. So two Yankos in one sale. How do you like that?
Actually, we've got four of them. We've got,
you're kidding.
No, we've got a 67 Camaro. We've got the 69 Nova, which you said, which actually the Nova is more rare than the Camaro. There's said to be about less than 10 to exist of the 67 Camaros. And then Nova is one of six left on the planet. So there's those two, and then we've got a 69 Yanko Camaro, and also a Yanko Deuce Nova, which is it's an LT1 Nova. So four altogether. So yeah, it's pretty neat.
We're going to have more with Sam Murtaugh from Mecum Auction straight ahead. We're going to tell you about some Cobras, a Don Perdome drag car, Corvettes, and more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. Sam Murtaugh is with us from the Mecum Auction Company, a very exciting event coming up in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's the world's largest collector car auction. It's May 15th through 20th. And Sam, tell us about the venue, exactly where it's going to be held.
Well, we pretty much take over the entire Indiana State Fairgrounds. Surprisingly enough, we'll get almost all 2,000 of those vehicles indoors under roofs, which is quite amazing. We will have a bunch of tents up as well, but for the majority of it, very, very comfortable environment to walk around from building to building. Weather's not a problem. You know, May in the Midwest is, we're going to get a day of rain. There's no doubt about it. So being in the buildings there at the fairgrounds is a great place. You know, in the heart of the Midwest, great people. You're easy to get to Indianapolis, great city. Good nightlife. It's a good place to be for the auction. So I encourage everybody to come on out and see it. Where else can you see 2,000 cars in one spot?
And 2,000 very cool cars, including one of the star vehicles, lot S149. This is a 63 Shelby Cobra 289 Roadster. It has the number of being CSX2121. Looks in outstanding condition. What can you tell us about this vehicle, Sam?
I know it's a nice, I think it's only a 2 or 3 owner car, if I remember correctly. And it's, you know, real early production Cobra, you know, it's the celebration of the anniversary of Shelby. You know, those are a hot ticket right now, and everybody's, you know, I think Shelby's the market pebble this year, I think. And, you know, so, a lot of scuttlebutt about Shelby's, not only the Cobras, but also the Mustangs. We've got a bunch of Shelby Mustangs as well. I believe that is the only Cobra that we have in the sale, so definitely a special car.
And also a very unique vehicle up for sale. This is an 82 Pontiac Trans Am. That is a funny car that was driven by the legendary Don Prudhomme. It's the Pepsi Challenger. Boy, that's a piece of motor racing history right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, definitely one of a lifetime chance to get a piece of NHRA history. That car in particular was actually the first car to break the 250 mark on the drag strip by the Snake. And it's owned by Don Prudhomme today. This is the first car, I believe, one of the first, if not the first, that he's at least sold at auction from his private collection of cars. Don reached out to us, you know, back a few months and talked of selling that particular vehicle, and we thought it was a great place in Indy with, you know, just race car heaven there, that especially in the month of May with the Indy 500 and going on and everyone just, you know, centering around racing. Don thought it was a great idea, so we, you know, consigned that car, and we're super excited to have that car. And then a couple of weeks after we got Prudhomme's car, Bruce Larson, another famous drag racer, owns Tommy Otto's Streamline Dragster from 1974. We're at that car as well. So we've got TV Tommy, we've got Don Prudhomme. They're both coming out. They're going to be there on Friday and Saturday. They'll be signing autographs on Saturday next to their cars. A real great, two great pieces of NHRA history going on the auction block. They'll be really, really excited to have those.
That's great.
Interesting thing about the two of them too is Don Prudhomme actually started with Tommy Ivo. He was Tommy Ivo's pit crew before, and that's kind of how he got his start into drag racing in the NHRA. So they're long time pals, partners, racers, the whole nine. So it's real good synergy how it comes around the horn like that. We're pleased to have it.
Absolutely. You and I both have a fondness for Corvettes, and here's a 68 L88 Corvette convertible, blue 427, 430 horsepower, 4-speed, one of the star cars, painted in a blue color. That one looks like a sweet ride.
Absolutely. Once again, you know, L88 are what everybody's after on the top of the food chain for the Corvette, the L88. No doubt, and also, you know, being a convertible makes it even that much more desirable. L88s are certainly the hot ticket right now. They've been selling well into the six figures. We sold one for $600,000 in Kissimmee in January, and there's been a few others that have sold up in that range as well in the last, you know, 6 months. So excited to see what that one brings. You know, no doubt that kind of money, and then some, hopefully, you know, as they continue to be on the rise. We also have the very last L88 coupe produced, the last L88 period produced, 69 L88 coupe. It's a green car. We have that one as well. That's selling on Saturday too. So two great L88s, not just one. We've got two, a coupe or a convertible, whatever you like.
Excellent. And it looks like, in addition to those Corvettes, you have a number of others, Corvettes from just about every era that's available. So that's great for all the Corvette fans out there.
Yeah, we'll have probably 300 Corvettes probably in the sale.
Wow. Let's talk about an older vehicle here. I just noticed is a Model A pickup truck from 1930 going up for sale. So no matter what your automotive taste, that's the great thing about Mika, I mean, and budget. I mean, you guys have got something for everybody.
That's really what our business is all about, is offering something for everybody. You know, running, especially an auction like this with 6 days, starting on Tuesday and running all the way through Sunday, we've got entry-level collectibles. We've got, you know, regular drivers that you can, you know, pick up and purchase very reasonably priced and get out on the road and enjoy them, all the way up to those, you know, seven-figure investment-grade vehicles that, truly we have something for everybody. We try to have something for everybody at every auction. And when we have these big mega auctions, then there certainly is, without a doubt, something for everybody. So we'll sell over close to 12,000. We'll sell over 10. We'll offer probably close to 12,000 vehicles or more this year alone. So, keep an eye on Mecham Auctions and Mecham.com. I'm certain that you can find what you've been looking for all across our auction block sometime this year.
Absolutely. So much valuable information right there at Mecham.com. You can check out the entire list of all the vehicles going over the sale, going over the block at the Indianapolis sale. And after Indianapolis, again, the road show continues. You guys have just a whole slew of different events upcoming after that.
Yeah, you know, we've got three auctions alone in June, two of them on the same weekend. We've got June 16th, we have a very special collection event, which is on June 16th. It's the Salmon Brothers Collection in North Little Rock, Arkansas. They've got 140 vehicles spanning 100 years of American automotive history. There's a 1908 all the way to a 2008 Mustang, and everything in between. Probably one of the finest group of 57 Bel Air convertibles. I think there's a dozen of them in the collection. So that's going to be, and they're all sold at no reserve. So that's going to be an incredible event there on June 16th, Saturday. You have to be a registered bidder to attend that event. So, but a very, very special group of vehicles, and definitely something to see if you're into the, especially if you're into the 57 Chevy. There's 20 of those they had. So, and then from there, following the next week after that, we've got two auctions. We've got our Bloomington Gold auction of Corvette in St. Charles, Illinois. It does run in conjunction with Bloomington Gold. And we also have our Back to the 50s event in Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, both on the same weekend. But typically, that's the first time this has ever happened. They're usually one weekend after the other, but this year they fell on the same one, so we had to go back to the war room and draw up the new plan and figure out how we could, you know, divide the crew and conquer both events in the same weekend. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit of a challenge. There's no question about it. Just taking a look at the vehicles that you got for Indianapolis, I mean, what an amazing collection. I mean,
you could stare for hours.
I mean, you and I could go on for 8 hours here just going over the list.
It truly is a
one-of-a-kind event. How many folks do you anticipate turning out to just check out the auction?
Probably in the neighborhood of 50,000, whatever. They'll trickle in and out over the course of 6 days, and, it'll definitely peak Friday and Saturday, but... But we'll have, I would guess 50,000 or more will roll through.
Well, as always, it's a pleasure chatting with you, Sam, and we're going to make you part of our regular team here as usual and get you back with us real soon.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Check out my website, BobLongRadio.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. AutoWorld.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.